Father, I pray that we would be reminded that you're still wanting to win victories. You're still wanting to conquer enemies for your people today. And so, Lord, build up our faith as we study your word. Strengthen us, Lord. Help us to walk mightily in your spirit and do great things for your kingdom. We pray it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hey, pray for Brian. He's leaving right now, and he's going to Nashville, Tennessee to pick up his bride-to-be and bring her down here for the conference this week. And her name is Rachel. And so let me give you a little bit of advice. When you pick her up, make sure that it's really Rachel that you're picking up. And they don't accidentally stick Leah in the car with you.
I was thinking maybe Rachel got a haircut, too, and I wouldn't recognize her.
Well, if they stick Leah in the car with you and you get down here, you might be in for a real surprise. So just a word of advice for you. It happened once. It could happen again.
Yeah, I'll try to avoid that.
Drive careful. Good. We've got the big pastor's conference coming up this week, and I'm supposed to teach twice, and I have no idea what I'm going to teach on yet. And so I just bring that up so that you'll pray for me, would you? Hey, Pastor James. Yeah, I learned something from Pastor James. I'm going to be teaching the Bible this week.
Amen.
But I'd like to get a little more specific. So just keep me in your prayers this week, and if the Lord gives you a revelation, let me know. Right now, we're in Joshua chapter 5. Joshua chapter 5. And Larry, I can hear the middle school over here beating her drums. Can you slip through and go down and see if you can settle the Indians down a little bit over there before they go on the warpath? Joshua chapter 5. Two watershed events mark the early history of the nation Israel. The parting of the Red Sea liberated the Hebrews from slavery. And the rolling back of the Jordan River opened the door to God's blessing. At the Red Sea, they said goodbye to their past. At the Jordan River, they embraced their future. They embraced God's promises. And verse 1 of chapter 5 picks up the story immediately after their crossing over the Jordan. So it was when all the kings of the Amorites who were on the west side of the Jordan and all the kings of the Canaanites who were by the sea heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of the Jordan from before the children of Israel until we had crossed over, that their heart melted and there was no spirit in them any longer because of the children of Israel. Boy, when God dammed up the Jordan River, and the people crossed over.